So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Big issues, big guests. You know, it's not my book, but on every time that he drops a book, which seems to be every other day, it's a special day to have Bill O'Reilly on. The new book, Confronting Evil, a word that we're starting to hear more of as we see things like what happened in Charlotte. Confronting Evil, Assessing the Worst of the Worst. So O'Reilly takes, if you will, the top 10 in human history that are evil and talks about them. Of course, he is making a good bit of news last night on News Nation, saying if you vote for Mamdani, as I understand it, that's a vote for evil. Blood is on your hands. Let's go to the one and only Bill O'Reilly. Bill, when you're on, it's a great time. But on book day for O'Reilly, tell me, do you still feel the butterflies in the stomach, the excitement the next day when you're dropping the book?
No, I feel exhaustion, Giordano.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
That's
O'Reilly.
What I feel.
Come on.
You know, we've been through this a long, long time, 25 years. But it's an important book, and I made an important point last night you just referenced. So people, they don't think that evil applies to them. And the reason I wrote this book is that all 15 miscreants, or all men, couldn't find a woman to rise up to the heinous activities of the 15 that I write about. They all influence us today, every one of them. And I wanted to make it very relevant. And what I said about Mamdani is that this man has said, he is not like Fidel Castro, who lied. He is straightforward. I'm not going to use the analogy to Hitler. He's not like Hitler.
Right.
But Hitler wrote a book, said, look, if I get power, I'm killing the Jews, the gypsies, the gays, and the communists. So, I mean, it was like, okay. The Germans then said they didn't know. Like, come on. Now, Mamdani has said he does not believe in mass incarceration. What mass incarceration is that you punish criminal activity. He doesn't believe in it. He said that the New York City Police Department is racist. He said that he's not going to force quality of life ordinances. That means you'll be able to do whatever you want on the streets of New York. If you're going to vote for that, people will die. So my extension is, you are committing an act of evil by voting for this man. It's just a rational A leads to B leads to C leads to D. But nobody will say stuff like that.
Well,
it's evil that...
Right. I think you said with Vitter, who I think is a very good back and forth with you, you did zone into Hitler there. It's an easy thing to do. I didn't think you were meaning to. You said something about Hitler last night with it.
No, I'd use stats. Yeah. So I said, look, Hitler won an election. In 1934, when Hindenburg died, the president of Germany, Hitler was chancellor. They had a special election. There was only one question on the ballot. Do you, the German people, give Adolf Hitler dictatorial powers? 90% said yes. 90%. So you can't turn around and go, I don't have anything to do with the Third Reich. You voted for it. And if you're going to, and I mean, again, I want to make very clear, I'm not saying Zoran Mandani is Hitler. I'm saying the action of giving him power is an evil one.
Gotcha.
Because it's going to lead to death and destruction more than we have now. So like Craster in Philly. All right, I guess you could make an argument you didn't know how bad the guy was. But do you vote for him again? How many bodies do you need?
So, Bill, is on your mind as you do this, and I want to talk about Putin first, of course, for kind of a reason associated with it. We're not using the word evil enough. You're calling attention to the fact that you're voting for something. It's a formula. You're right. If he's elected, more people will die. Maybe many more people will die. And defining that is, well, you can't say, yeah, but he'll make things more affordable. It's an evil act to vote for that.
Correct. Human life is paramount, and that is what public servants are supposed to protect. So this farce in Chicago, where the governor Pritzker and the mayor Johnson object to an added blanket of protection for people who have been murdered for 20 years, 80% of them black. You're objecting to that blanket of protection for those people? That's evil. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's my Catholic school upbringing. I see this so clearly. But if people are afraid to say it, they're afraid. And I understand that, because if you go after evil, evil's going to come after you.
All right. Now, the person I want to go to first here, because, look, I admire the intelligence of Tucker Carlson. I've had him on. I've interviewed him for my book, sort of, as I did you. And he just has lost his way here, though. And he's an example. You apparently can't throw Putin in with these people. And I would argue Putin has every bit of what you write, the metrics of the worst of the worst. He doesn't have the power to do what Hitler did, although nuclear. He is the epitome of evil. He is a stone-cold, amoral, immoral killer.
Right, and then Carlson is saying that Biden was worse.
Yeah.
Which is right. I wrote my Sunday column on BillO'Reilly.com about it. And I didn't go after Carlson. What's the point? I think that analysis is absolutely wrong, and I can back my case up in a much stronger way than Mr. Carlson can. And I didn't get any blowback at all, even from Carlson fans. I got no blowback on that at all. But Putin is an interesting character because he is influencing every human being on the planet. Number one, he would use nuclear weapons, this man. I am convinced that he would do that. If his back's against the wall, if he's going down, he will launch. Now, you just think about that for a moment. The second thing is Ukraine. a million of his own people, Putin's own people, they've either been dead or wounded. And then it's about half that for the Ukrainians, but 10 million people have been displaced. They've had to leave. One man doing something that doesn't matter at all to anyone. Why would you want to? Who cares about taking over Ukraine? Look at the map. It's a little country. It means nothing. And Putin's running an enormous country. Why are you doing this? He's doing it because he likes it. He's a psychopath. And Trump was slow to pick up on that. I told him, I warned him in 2017 about Putin. You know that very famous interview.
Yep.
But he's very slow to pick it up. Now he knows. Trump knows. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens next.
Give me somebody else in the book other than Putin, the obvious, Stalin, Hitler, somebody that you found something out yourself. Or was there somebody that was borderline, Bill? For example, when you take a look at some of these people in their times, as bad as they were, it's in their times. It's not in modern times where this stuff is more abhorrent, maybe.
But it extends to modern times. Mao Zedong was a coward, and yet he's an unbelievable mass murderer. He killed more human beings than any other human beings ever lived. And he did it for power. There are two things that drive evil, money and power. And Mao Zedong used his power after World War II to slaughter his own people, to make it easier for him to go to Peking at the time and run that country as a dictator, a communist dictator. He starved his own people to death. Now, I take you right in there. I show you what he did to his own people. And that was a tremendous educational experience for me. And I open Confronting Evil with October 7th. The Hamas raid into Israel, where they shot down and murdered innocent people. And I put you right in the middle of that attack because I wanted to shake the reader up right off the bat in the book. Said, look, this is no theory. This is real.
Exactly.
And too many of us, maybe the majority of Americans, look away. They will not confront evil, which is the title, of course, of the book. And then you get back to voting for Pritzker and Johnson and Mandani and the idiots in California, all of whom are not going to protect people. So more people will die if you give them power. That's on the individual voter. I'm sorry, Dom, but it is.
Well, I agree. I'm in agreement with that. So, Bill, tomorrow night, as I understand it, too, News Nation doing a special with you, an hour, I think, on the book.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Leland is interviewing me, an hour special on evil. And we come at it from how the evil that we write about affects every American today. Even a guy like Henry VIII, who is, you know, stone cold, my God. And that's more personal evil, Henry VIII. What he did to his wives and to his court and to people was he started a religion. Episcopalianism is Henry VIII,
right.
Anglicanism. And that led to religious strife all throughout Europe, which still exists today. And then it extends into the Islamic world, where the Ayatollah Khomeini is the head of the snake. This is 9/11 week. Well, 9/11 never would have happened if not for Ayatollah Khomeini taking over Iran and turning it into a terrorist state. It's all linked in. But so many people just have no blanket idea. And primarily, they don't care. I'm trying to make them care.
And I might add, this book, listeners know this, but one reminder is perfect. If you have a college, high school student, et cetera, it really, it does two things. It fills in the gaps but hopefully it will inspire them to want to read more. And you have a vast library. What book is this now, Bill?
Well, we've had 19 number one bestsellers. We're hoping this opens at number one. And then I have 28 books, something like that. A lot of it for kids, some of them. So we had a big roster of books. But we are the best-selling nonfiction authors in the world. And I'm very, very proud of that.
And I might add, too, Bill, in the past, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, these people might confront you. You might be on network TV, The View. They won't do that now. And this is the issue of the time. What's more important than evil? Or Whoopi Goldberg said, come on, Bill O'Reilly, evil, if I vote for Mondami, you got to be kidding me. That's a pretty good show, I would say.
They have these leftist shows. Not only me, but you're not going to find anyone who's not a liberal on those shows. They have just basically blanketed out anybody who's a MAGA, anybody who's a Republican, you will not get on those shows. So they'll put Charlie Sheen on because his book's out about him using crack and all that stuff. That's fine. Okay? But to have a serious discussion about protecting people and confronting evil, they don't want it. And they don't want it because they know they're going to lose, Dom. They're not going to stand up to me. There's no way in a million years they could do it. So they don't want to do it. They don't have to do it. The networks, support the blackballing. You know, Colbert got booted. Colbert had one non-liberal guest on this year.
Yeah.
One. Okay? This is censorship. This is blackballing. And the networks are, they're fine with that. Fine with it. But that whole facade is going over the cliff, as you know.
Exactly. So, Bill, the book available everywhere, but where's the best place? Where, and you have autographed copies. Where do people go?
Well, the best deal is to become a premium or concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, and you get the book free. So if you do the math on we're pretty much giving it to you. We got signed books. I signed about 5,000 books over the weekend on BillO'Reilly.com. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, whatever you want. But the important thing is you get the book, you read the book, and as you said, if you know younger people, you pass the book along to them. And you say, you know, you really have to start to figure life out. It's not all about you. It's about these poor people in Chicago, these African Americans who can't even go to the bodega. They can't go to the grocery store for fear of getting a bullet in the head. And this has been going on for 20 years, and nobody is doing anything about it, except now Trump is saber-rattling about the National Guard. And you've got to almost force Americans to confront the evil reality. Because it's here in America, and it's here big time.
Absolutely. Bill, congratulations, as always. And I'm sure you're thinking about the next one. You're not too exhausted to do that.
We got one more in the hopper. It's called Confronting America, What Has to Change.
Ah, very good. Is there a favorite? I ask you this every time on book day, because I have two or three favorites. And you know my rationale. When I find things I didn't know because I thought I knew a lot, I tell you that because, to me, that's really the great work, the digging down on this type of stuff. Is there one that's a particular moment of pride for Bill O'Reilly?
Well, Killing Jesus was the hardest book to write, and I'm linking it to Confronting Evil. So if you read Killing Jesus, that is about good. Okay, it's about good. And now I'm doing a 180 degrees into evil. So if you read both books in tandem, Jesus first and evil second, you'll understand the struggle that mankind has gone through ever since we were ascendant on the planet.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you. Thanks for coming on. As always, congratulations.
Appreciate it, Dom. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Bill O'Reilly on Talk Radio 1210. All right. What did he say? Was it 38? on book days particularly. All right, is that too much over the top, or is that kind of bracing? You know, you're voting for Mondami. You're voting for more people to die. It's true. I believe that. I think I can prove you vote for Larry Krasner. We know you're voting for that. That's not equating them to Hitler or Putin or anything else. And Tucker Carlson, my God, for a smart guy, just ease up on Biden is more evil than Putin. Biden's not a good guy. The whole family's not good. By the way, little note, Hunter Biden revealed today, notice the news, 2-year period, Secret Service detail, $11 million it cost. $11 million for this creep. While at the same time, we didn't provide effective security for President Trump and others that certainly were more deserving and more substantial. $11 million. And Tuco Salamanca is in trouble. The actor Tuco Salamanca, one of my favorites. I would argue the most frightening person in Breaking Bad was Tuco.
I agree.
Physical size and taking a knife and be doing meth with it up your nose right in front of you is pretty frightening. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because otherwise it's so mundane, he'll just stare into your soul, but then you get him revved up, and he's like, oh, let's go.
Some woman had the nerve to get into him with him. He sprayed her with a hose. So Tuco Salamanca, who's now age 60, is in trouble. Watch out. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll give you the side question coming up. O'Reilly, right out of the box, your thoughts with Dom and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. So we're seeing evil, I'll get to the side in a moment, play out in Charlotte. And we're seeing the media complicit in this. They dusted off Brian Stalter on CNN to come out of the woodwork. And he started talking about the fact that this has just become this right-wing cause. It's just the type of thing that we want to have out there. It's not something, murder happens all the time. Now, we've gone through, here's the response. I think this was on Fox. This will be cut 5. The media trying to argue, why are we making such a big deal out of this case?
This actually happened last month. It only gained national news attention here in the past couple of days. Why is that?
Right. Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping. But there are also legitimate questions about this so-called career criminal, someone who had been a repeat offender. And those questions, I hope they're not lost amid all of the cesspool kind of comments on social media.
Yeah, I bet. All right. The one upside of this, you know what it shows? It shows the power of more conservative sources. Thanks to Elon Musk and X Twitter. Thanks to Fox News. Thanks to talk radio. Thanks to a million others on social media. It's hard to suppress a story like this, but they're trying, and they did suppress it. They wouldn't put it out there. They're the ones motivated. They don't like the racial dynamic. We'll play it later on. We actually have the killer saying, I stab the white girl. And people on the train of Paul trying to look down and hope he didn't stab them. We have the footage of it. We know his record. So he's probably has schizophrenia. At least that's what one judge said and said, oh, you'll promise you'll come back and see us after the latest charge. So we get into this case. Who has rights here? The average individual or somebody who might be mentally disturbed, nuts? And the answer is the average individual. How do we, in an equitable way, make a judgment on that we're going to take someone like this out of circulation until they're well enough not to do harm to the rest of us? I think you have to err on the side of the rest of us. The other side does not think that. And again, I would add, and it was on mass transit too. Oh, everybody's got to take mass transit and have to deal with this. When Daniel Penny protected lives on that New York subway train, they certainly could cover that, couldn't they? That's exactly what's at stake here. And I might add, when you see pictures, Henry, have you seen pictures of this woman, though? She was dressed down.
Yeah.
When those pictures get up there on social media, I'll admit it, I'll be the first to admit it. Attractive blondes, particularly. Mm-hmm. People see this type of stuff. You don't see it in the tape. She had a hat on and the glasses and all. She's from Ukraine, fleeing to come here. How many elements do we have to give you? Now, here's the latest. Remember I told you this assassination at 12th and Chestnut on 5:50 or so on Saturday night. Apparently, the guy who allegedly killed the woman, this woman was trying to intervene because the guy was allegedly involved with arguing, at least, with a girlfriend. So we see on tape, he appears to execute her. This guy has had run-ins with the police, Larry Krasner again. The record is up there today, and he was let go. Just once again. It's the same mentality. They're not going to protect us. Right there, how can you vote for any Democrat? Because Democrats, at best, are going to enable this behavior. At worst, they're part of it. All right, coming up, we're going to talk and take a little victory lap at this point with the Senate pro tem, the president of the Pennsylvania Senate, Kim Ward, because yesterday, Josh Shapiro and PennDOT said to SEPTA, yes, you can use the so-called capital improvement funding to continue to run all the trains and not cause pain with disrupting the schedule. How did Republicans do this? Should be a textbook, given what they were up against. And what's next? We'll find out from the Senate president here on the Dom Show. Let me tell you about Dr. Bentz, though. My friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Now, I'm thrilled to tell you the great news. Not only has the world-class Bentz difference that I've been telling you about there, but Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, we got it all here. We have the Bentz Dental Group, your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for over 10 years. You know the good things that have happened to me because of that oral health and the rest. You can get that same great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. All you have to do, pick up the phone, make that initial evaluation with Dr. Bentz. Give him a call, 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, BENTZDentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Let's take a moment before we go to Senate President Pro Tempore, State Senator Kim Ward. Let's raise a glass to Matt Bradford, the real governor of Pennsylvania. Matt, out there in Monco, thank you for stopping the pain with SEPTA. You said, yeah, we ought to do this, and it looks like Josh Shapiro and PennDOT did it. Let's go to the head of the Pennsylvania Senate, Kim Ward. Kim, I thought you would enjoy that. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it was true. It's, you know, the sad thing is it's pretty much true. So,
yeah. So, again, what did we learn here with Republicans as far as rationalizing this in the right way? All you want is accountability. You had the media against you, the attempts at causing pain. What is it that won out here? We want to know for the future here. Can logic actually work?
Yeah, I think not only logic, but, you know, making sure that everybody heard what that logic was.
Right.
By staying in touch with the media, making sure everyone knows exactly what was happening, that this was a self-imposed deadline where they tried to hurt our kids. And cause havoc. I think they were hoping that they would not get, the Democrats were hoping that the game would go on last week and they would have a mess there. I think they were hoping for it. But, you know, sometimes the truth works out. And at some point, the Democrats just, what were they arguing that we can't do this when it was very clear that, yes, you can do it. So, I'm glad they finally came to their senses, but we didn't need all of this. The governor could have done that on his own months ago. And I do have the question. Wait, you know, last year he took $153 million from roads and bridges, future road and bridge projects, and he put it in SEPTA. Why didn't he take it out of the mass transit, the mass transit public trust fund? Because that's what that money was for. But instead, he went after roads and bridges. Did he not know that fund existed? Or what? Was that just a slap at roads and bridges? I don't know.
Well put, but you said something else there, too. And I commend you, Joe Pittman, and a couple of locals here. They stayed in touch with us. But more importantly, you guys were willing to make that case before the media that might be unfriendly or even hostile, doing it repeatedly, articulating it all on the same page. It works, ultimately.
It did. It worked. And I think this is the first time since Governor Shapiro was elected that, you know, he had to back down. And I think, to your point, it was because of the messaging was right on point and we kept out there. And I do think that mattered a lot.
The Freedom Caucus on the House side just put out a statement this morning. Talking about now, we want to get some tick forward on school choice, which I know, and I do a podcast on this, and we're going to invite you once this is all over and you have more time in the near future. I know how passionate you are about it. It's something that the statistics are overwhelming. Are we going to see now any attempt for the budget, the finale of this, to get a little bit more on school choice?
Well, I do believe that that has been brought to the table numerous times during this budget negotiation.
Right. Okay.
And at one point, Governor Bradford said that he would be open to a tax, you know, something with a tax credit, and now they're just shutting everything down. So, you know, I think until we change who, which party controls the House of Representatives, and we change that governor's office, we're just continuing to beat our head against the wall. But we're going to keep doing it because we need to keep calling attention to it so that everybody in Pennsylvania can see that we have kids that are failing, that are trapped in failing schools. They're going to get out. They can't get a job. They can't go to school. You know, they're not going to be able to take care of their families. Everybody in Pennsylvania needs to see what this does cost taxpayers ultimately.
That's a good approach. That's a good approach for it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're hurting these kids. We're like wasting their brains by not, you know, ensuring that they're getting an education that will put them in a position someday to be able to do these things like go to college or go to trade school, get a job, raise a family. To me, and I know I always get off on this issue, but I can't help it. But to me, to see all of those Philadelphia and Pittsburgh state reps and senators that do not support helping the very people that they represent. And, you know, there are some failing schools in other parts of the state, but by far the most failing schools are in the urban areas. And to see these representatives and senators not help, not do something to help these kids, but to instead continue to say, we need more money, we need more money. Well, how about $36,000 per student? If that is not working to put that student in a position where they can read and write, neither is $37,000 a student.
Yeah, well
neither
put.
Neither is $38,000 a
right.
student.
And to your point, these legislators, many of whom are of color, and I live in Philadelphia, in places like Philadelphia, and they're being essentially maneuvered by what I would call a big mouth white guy. I can say that because I am one. From the suburbs, in Matt Bradford. How does this guy from Montgomery County have that kind of power to block this against people? Now, Anthony Williams has been a champion on this, I think.
He is a champion.
Yeah, there's an example right there. Anthony Williams is able to do it.
Yeah, he does it. And I don't think race plays into this at all. I think I represent an area that has kids with their failing schools. Maybe there's some in rural areas. There are some in other places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I can to help those kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. What happens with the budget now? What's the next hurdle? What else is going on?
Look, these talks continue numerous times
right.
a day.
Okay.
I think at this point, we're just at a standstill because, and again, I do take this and blame the House because Governor Bradford does not want to, in my opinion, go to the Republican leader, Jesse Topper. He wants to get 102 of his members to vote for this bill. So as long as that kind of, you know, thought process, well, I'm going to get every one of my members, as long as that process stays in place, we're never getting a compromise. It's never going to be able to get a compromise, and he's not going to get everything he wants. So, you know, maybe we just don't have a new kind of budget this year. Maybe we just find a way to pay who needs to get paid and go back at it because, you know, they continuously move the goalposts from that side of the aisle.
I hear you.
We can do this, and then you get to that point, well, we don't really want to do this. Let's do this now. I mean, so it's just, you know, it's frustrating, and I will say, you know, Senator Pittman's been continuing to work hard and stand up to these guys. I'm sure they don't appreciate it, but he's doing a good job of standing up to them.
Well, you have to see my Twitter feed after he's on with us. Now, you, they don't go after in this manner, even though you're tough-talking, straightforward. What is it about Pittman? This guy sets them off here, Kim Ward. Wow.
Yeah, they're just... Nobody should pay attention to those Twitter feeds. Yeah. They're probably bots. You know, they're those bots.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some liberal Democrat working out in California.
Yeah.
That is posting on our sites.
So, parting question. When are you coming to Philadelphia? We've never met you in person. We've talked so many times. We want to have you in studio. Any Philadelphia plans coming up?
Yeah, actually, I have some. Not the rest of this month because it's tied up, but maybe in October I'm going to come down, and then I will be back again in November.
Oh, okay. Let us know.
I like Philadelphia. I like it.
Okay. So. Well, we will buy you lunch, a drink, whatever you want. Just come in studio, and we can talk for an hour with you.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, Henry, mark that one down. We got her. Book that one. I think she did it unintentionally there. She started calling Matt Bradford, Governor Bradford, because he is. Henry, they don't respond to you. And he used to come on.
Yeah.
I mean, these were knockdown dragouts.
No,
it was unbelievable.
I'll reach back out.
Yeah, ask him, say, Kim Ward was asking for the governor. He is the governor. We'd like to clarify that. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question today. All right, we are looking today, or it's around now. I'll just say it that way to be sure.
One of these days.
Yeah, because we were doing it by the week here. It is National Exchange with Your Boss. Exchange your position with the boss. So I think I see Greg Stocker out there. Henry right now is in charge, and Greg Stocker is doing the Dom Giordano show. Henry, what would be your first edict?
Oh, man. He's got to call it sauce, not gravy. Part of the war of producers versus talent.
Oh, my God. All right. That's not happening. You're going to have to bring the Marines in to get us out of here.
Just to throw them into the fire here. That'd be great start.
Exactly. All right. So we would like to know the all-time boss that you could not work for, an all-time negative boss, real or fictional. We don't do political on this. I'm going to break a rule here simply because she was clearly a bad boss. The turnover is what we always go for. When you see one of these politicians that we know and you're here, they're going through staff, that's bad.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, brutal.
Mm-hmm.
The turnover, the staff, et cetera. I'm going to take Montgomery Burns off too, of course, on the fictional side.
Oh, how about your, interesting. Yeah. So I'm going with a Simpsons character as well, but for a different reason. I'm actually going to go with Homer Simpson.
As a boss.
Okay. I would not want him as a boss. If you remember, there was an episode way back when called Homer's Enemy, and it featured a character named Frank Grimes who had just started at the power plant.
I love Frank Grimes.
And he noticed that no matter what Homer did, just bumbling around, being a fool, being an idiot, that he was always rewarded in the end, and he was always the one you know, living between two bowling alleys, as he put it. So much so that it drove him to act careless like Homer and ultimately ended in his death. I would not want to be the one guy that notices all of Homer's mistakes he makes every day and then having to die for it in the end.
All right.
And then let me take off a real one as well.
Before you go forward, I would not have killed off Frank Grimes. That's too good of a character.
Yeah, you think?
That guy, whoever the actor was, Mike, it was one of the top 10 to me because of the... He captured it unbelievably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the rage was incredible.
Yeah, he's like, here's me with Gerald Ford. Here's me with the Smashing Pumpkins. Right. Here's me in space. And he just freaks out. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one I'm going to take off is a real life person. I wouldn't want a boss who would lead me into battle year after year, time after time again, and fail on me every single time the going got tough. And that would be talking about basketball coach Doc Rivers. And no personal accountability. It's like, how did you lose that? How did you blow that 20-point lead? I don't know.
I almost did a Doc Rivers there.
almost sounded more like RFK.
I would say the coach of the Buffalo Bills. I still think that guy's fraudulent.
Oh, Sean McDermott?
Yeah, I think he knows defense.
Former Eagles D coordinator.
Right, I know. But when you get to the really big moment, the big game, do you really want that guy? I don't think so.
Is it that or is it just Mahomes is...
Okay.
Too much.
I'm suspect of him. Really am. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Suspect of the Phillies manager. I am. We'll see. Not overly, but a bit.
Of course. Got to keep him on pins and needles a little bit.
All right. By the way, last night's game, what was the thing that I... Oh, my God. Who in the world let that catcher, who, shall we say, is a bit overweight and is not a hitter? I guess he blocks
Francisco
pitches.
Alvarez.
Who let him come up? It's the most overmatched thing. It looked like some little league player I would put in there. My God.
He's had a rough go around at the plate.
Oh, my God, yes. But, I mean, he was within not even 5 feet of a couple pits. He was scared to death, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right. If you're a Phillies fan, you got to be saying, oh, thank God. The other guy was a bit on the ropes, Duran. Bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and this guy, savior, 855. It's like the kid who plays right field coming up, you know, in Little League. All right.
Yes, everyone, good. Move in.
Move in, yeah. 855-839-1210. You jump in right now. Hit us on the side question. And also, coming up, Matt Rooney wins the prize today. Just two words to say that Jack Ciattarelli, if people are convinced he would do it, will win the election. I'll tell you what they are. Nice play by Matt. A living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and RES-QLDL XQ10 will be added absolutely for free. You reach them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with that knowledgeable product consultant or just use the code online, RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Remember, use that code, though, TOGETHER, TOGETHER, when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. The code TOGETHER at RES-Q.com. All right, Tom Giordano's show. I'm coming to your calls right at the top of the next hour. Get in on the side. But Matt Rooney today revived something, and I guess now's the appropriate time, but I would hit it a lot. Plastic bags. Remember the scene in The Graduate? Just one word for you. Plastic. You know, that I love the one word. That is a classic scene. It captures it. But plastic bags in New Jersey. Does the governor have the power, and I think Matt thinks the governor does, to get rid of the ban on plastic bags, all bags, essentially? You know, the whole deal, and we've been through what the survey indicated, how the other bags, the reusable bags, are even more damaging. But boy, would that work in Jersey? See, who it might work with, you know, the people on the left are already going to vote for Mikey Sherrill. And I have a new poll I'll give you at 1 o'clock. But people who are saying, why would I vote in this? You want to give them a single issue to vote on? You put me in there, I'm going to get you that you can use plastic bags again. Which, by the way, you know how I hate that phrase, single use. That's ridiculous. Most people use plastic bags for a million different things. I have my headset in one. The other thing I had was too bulky to have it in my bag. I have my giant teacup in one. By the way, if you're looking for a nice gift sometime, this teacup is not big. I'd like one that would be about two times the size of this.
That's too much.
I want to be able to stick my head in.
Yeah, you want like a bowl at that point.
Yeah, I want a tea bowl, not a teacup. All right, so big 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with our friends over at the FOP. The Inquirer's gone after cops again, alleging all kinds of financial nonsense. It's just to attack cops. But way to go, Matt Rooney. And the Philadelphia Public Schools, oh, first of all, I'll give you the staggering number of jobs Joe Biden didn't create that they got wrong. That just broke this morning in the period that he was president. In other words, they over said a number, and it's a whopper. It's a huge number. And the Philadelphia Public Schools, are they going to be stopped for their race-based magnet schools program? They've dropped a new program today with new zip codes and all the rest of it. They just don't like Asian students. It affects Asian students the most. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.